Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 100. Congratulations, you've listened to episode 100. You're so blessed. You are so blessed. The light of God's word is bursting forth. Revelation knowledge is all over you. It's filled your heart and your eyes. You're full of revelation. Thank you for continually listening to these words. So we are in Luke chapter 23, and we're looking at the physical events of what happened to Christ when he died, and then we'll look later at that which is not physically possible to see. I could not see, but it happened when he died. So verse 43 of chapter 23 of Luke, and Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." So I explained the previous episode that yes, they were both dying, but they were going to different places, because you'll be with me in paradise, go and rest in paradise, but I'm going on to carry your sins and to suffer for your sins and your every evil that was supposed to come on mankind. You were in there to suffer them. And verse 46 says, "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." I like the way you say, he gave up. So it shows that before death comes, men give up. He gave up the ghost. He gave up his spirit. He yielded his spirit. So death cannot come for a man unless the man yields his spirit. He yields his spirit. And this shows you that even in death, you are a partner in it. Because the man who says that I'm not going will not go. But the one who allows himself to be drawn will go away. So Jesus cried with a loud voice and said, "Father, Father," I love that, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." What a willing son. You have a son like this. It's so beautiful. He said, "Father," and it also shows the relation between Jesus and the Father. He trusted him. He really, really trusted him. Because he had said that when you die, in 3 days you rise again. Somebody would have said, can you show me, is there anybody else who died and rose from the grave? I'll be waiting. Tell me, who is there any precedence? Nobody like that. And so you expect me to believe that when I die, I'll rise again. You are joking here. But he did not. He trusted the words of his Father. He said, "Into your hands I commend my spirit. Into your hands I commend my spirit." And Matthew 27, verse 50 says, "Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost." Yielded. So Luke 23 says, "Or gave up the ghost." Matthew 27, verse 50 says, "What? Yielded up the ghost." Yielded. So both giving up and yielding is all the same. Means that willingly he gave his spirit up to God. Willingly is a willing sacrifice. He began willingly, he was ending willingly by yielding up his spirit. Yielding up his spirit. I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, you will enjoy the years God has given you. You will not go ahead of your time. There is no need to die before your time. So I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, you have wisdom to know when it's your time and when it's not your time. When it's not your time, I'm not going. And you must insist, I will not go. Even if death comes and stand before you, say, Death, what are you doing here? What business have I got to do with you? Don't you know that Jesus came and he died my death? My death is already, it's already, it's gone, it's done. He died it. And so I'm not going to die. I will only go to sleep. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you believe that? Jesus went there and took your place. He was your substitute. And he has already done everything for you. You either take it, take what is done, or you go away suffering. But I believe that you are wise enough to take up what God Christ has done for you, what God through Christ has wrought for you. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.